Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. As we always say when we come on our show, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we rejoice and thanking God for another day that the Lord has allowed us to see. And of course, every day we ought to have a grateful heart and a grateful attitude for all that God has done for us. For the Bible says, for it is he that made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations.
By the grace. people said they said I wouldn't make it. Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, yeah, by the grace of God. When I sit down and look back down through the years, I have to shed so many tears. But I made it.
Yes, we made it by God's grace, and thank God for the grace of God that allowed us when we went through, and we didn't know how we was going to come out, but it was only God's grace that brought us out in the situation. I want to remind you that you can listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. That's every Monday through Friday. That's 12 noon, Monday through Friday at 12 noon. And, of course, also, if you are in need of prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The prayer line is always open for you to pray for you. The Bible says if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the Bible says he will do it for them. We get confidence in the God that we serve, and we know that he is able to fix your problem and your situation. So if you need prayer, whatever the problem may be, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio prayer line is open. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. You can always call that prayer line. We will pray for you and believe God for what you are asking God to do, because we believe that when you invite God into your situation, he comes on the scene and miracles happen when he comes. So don't forget that that line is open for you. This month, we plan on having in Orangeburg, South Carolina, we did 2-3 times a food giveaway. And we will be having another one in the month of August. And I'll be back a little bit to tell you about that one.
How he rescued me from dying inside. I think about him.
Yes, God is good. And let me tell you something. He always come through for us. And you know, the scripture tells us in Numbers 23:19 that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent. For have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? One thing I love about God, he always come through for his people. And let me tell you, if you want God to come through for you when you don't know what to do, and when your back is against the wall, remember these words. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that come to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, coming from Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show right here on Blob Talk Radio from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. It is a blessing again to be right back on this radio station. Now, let me just tell you what we're doing in the community. You know, sometimes people don't know what we do. So let me just tell you, this last month, we gave out 1,300 boxes of food that came off a truck. We had over 2,000 people that showed up. The public safety in Orangeburg, South Carolina, said that this is one of the largest ones they ever had, and that all traffic was backed up of people coming to get food. Now, I understand that we get people sometimes that, you know, they'll have, and just because you're giving out something free, they'll still come. But there are people that are in need during this coronavirus. And we are a small ministry. We don't have that many people. We might be small in numbers, but in our faith, we're very large. But there are some things that we are doing and things that we get ready to do. We get ready to do that food giveaway once again. This time we're going to the fairgrounds in Orangeburg, South Carolina, because the area that we was in, there's too many cars that was coming in. So the city of Orangeburg, South Carolina, allowing us to use the fairground to help people during the coronavirus. And there are some things that we want to do. We have a food pantry right there at 1111 Russell Street. And the name of the food pantry is Pastor Kenneth Morgan's Ministries Food Pantry. That's located at 1111 Russell Street, right in our church, the Deliverance Transformational Church. And we do a whole lot of things. Let me just tell you a few things that we do. We're connected with the Red Cross for fire victims. When fire victims have lost their clothes and some of the furniture, we get a lot of things in there. Now, we don't have a lot of furniture, but we get a lot of brand new clothes, and a lot of people have already been referred to us by the Red Cross, and we have helped them. Now, nobody supports that financially, but we pray that the Lord would speak to people to be able to help us, to be able to help fire victims. And many of them that came that lost everything they had, they were so grateful because we was there for them with no charge. We don't charge them anything. Everything, all these things came as a result of us researching and trying to find people to help us. Also, we got our Baptist school program that we do at our church, Deliverance Transformation of Church, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's Ministries. Kenneth Morgan's Ministry, we give out 100 book bags to kids with full school supply for parents that cannot afford to get that for their kids. Well, we give them out in the community. It doesn't matter what community. If somebody need it, we'll give it to them. Excuse me. Also, we have what we call our Christmas toy drive, helping kids that is underprivileged kids that need help during the Christmas season. We provide certain things and try to give them their desire for Christmas. Now, we can't always fulfill the desire, but we try to match them with people that would help them. Also, we do we did a Thanksgiving for people that didn't have families during the Thanksgiving holiday, where they came to our church and sat there and eat with Pastor Kenneth Morgan and Evangelist Kathleen Morgan. And then we extended to the police and fire department to thank them for their services. Well, this month, we're going to the fairground, and there's a few things that we need. And we don't have a loading dock, we get to rent a forklift and a power jack. And then, of course, I was told that there's no pavilions where we can stand under if it rains or in the hot sun. Then we get another request that we might be having more stuff next month. That means we get to get a truck. We have to rent a truck and get the products to the building. All this costs money. We ask you, if you want to make a donation, I want to remind you that this Kenneth Morgan's Ministries is a nonprofit organization. We're not here to make no profit. Everything we give to people is free of charge. And Kenneth Morgan's Ministry, Food Pantry, and the other things in which we do, we are here to help those in the community. And if you want to help me help people in the community, we're trying to raise at least $5,000 to do some of the things that we're trying to do, like the daily operation of those things. We don't open only when appointments, but we need to be open every single day. Well, it costs us a lot of money because our building is an industrial building that when the lights is on for a long period of time, it costs. And then we need to have somebody there to help people. Also to make sure that more supplies are on the shelves. One of the things that we want to do in the month of August, when we go to the fairground, we get 1,300 boxes of food coming off, but there's some other things that we need to add to that, and we're going to have to discount a discounted price to get some of the things that we need, is because a lot of the companies are not giving out because of the coronavirus. But we ask you, if you desire to help us by making a donation to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's Ministry, you can go to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13, and when you put that in, it will take you to Kenneth Morgan's Ministries, and you can give a donation to help us as we help those in the community. Every little bit helps, and we want to thank you in advance for your donation. So if you want to donate, maybe you want to bring a canned good or something to the church, you can always come by 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street on the corner, Russell and Broughton, downtown Orangeburg, South Carolina. You'd have to come on Sunday, and you can come there at 1:30. That's at 1:30 on Sunday. Bring your canned goods, or if you want to give a donation to help us. Now, we've been doing a lot of things in the community. Sometimes we have ran out of food, like this 1,300 boxes. We only can give 1,300 out, and 2,000 showed up. So we want to be able to help the people, and we need people like you. You know, the Bible says, and I often, when I was interviewed by the newspaper, they asked me this question: what is your purpose for doing it? I said, well, it's not to get more members. It's because we care. We're not people that just preach to people. Well, we believe in not just preaching. We believe in helping people. And this is our desire, is to help those that are in need in the community. I believe the church is the healing center of its community. And I believe that it is our job as the children of God. And listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was in prison, and you didn't visit me. And they asked Jesus this question: when did we see you hungry and we didn't give you nothing. Because they was about to say, you know, if we knew it, we would have gave it to you. When did we see you was in prison and nobody visit you? When you were sick. And Jesus said to them, if you did it to them, you did it unto me. I believe that what you make happen for others, God make happen for you. I pray to somebody listening to us today that believe in helping people. And if you believe in helping people, help me to help other people by going to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. Once you click that on, you'll see me and my wife's picture, and you'll see Kenneth Morgan's Ministries, which is a nonprofit organization. Give your donation to help us as we help others in the community. And later on, we believe in God to get a tractor trailer and have different types of food going to different areas in South Carolina and other areas to help people. Everything we do costs money. You know, sometimes people want to give. I mean, people want to take, but very few people want to give back. You know, when you tell people something free, people run to it. But when they ask for somebody to give something, sometimes people don't want to give. And I understand some people are skeptical because some people have took it bad for others. They take the money and do other things. Well, I want to encourage you that everything we do at Kenneth Morgan's Ministry is accounted for. Again, we are a nonprofit organization, tax. We have our ID, tax ID number. And you can always go to Kenneth E. Morgan Sr. Go to my Facebook page and see all the pictures and what we did in the community during this coronavirus to help those in need. So let me just say it one more time, that if you desire to make a donation, we're trying to raise at least $5,000 to help in the community. You can go to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13 and make your donation to help us. Again, I thank you for your donation. I thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And just remember that God is the God that loves us and cares for us. And doesn't matter what you're going through today, keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and His ability.
Not a second or another. Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left. While I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come. make me strong. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh,
yes, I need you now. Well, in the time of trouble, he promised to be a very present help in the time of your trouble. You know, one thing I love about God, he won't let you fall. He won't allow you to feel like you're going through this thing all by yourself. And sometimes you, when you're going through, even when you ain't going through, you say, Lord, I need you now. And the Bible tells us in Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2, that David said, I lift up my eyes towards the hills from which cometh my help. For my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And if you need him, all you get to do, as Psalms 91 say, if you call upon me, I will answer and I will deliver you. He said, I will answer you. In your day of trouble, I will hear your cry and I will answer you. Doesn't matter what you're going through, remember that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. If you got a problem, God has the answer. And his answer to you is, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. I don't care what you're going through. God will deliver you out of what you're going through. Now, it might not seem like he's going to do it. It might not feel like he's doing it. But all you need to do is open up your heart and invite God into your circumstances, into your problem, into your situation. Because when you invite God into your circumstances, because when God enters the scene, miracles happen. And God has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. Well, let me just greet you again in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's Thank God for Jesus.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise
is to
praise.
Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.
Yes, every praise is to our God. You know what? When you're going through, that's the time to give God praise, because Scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 18th verse, in everything give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. I often say anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket and things are going good. But the time to give him praise, the scripture said, in everything, in every situation, give God praise. For it is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Well, it's time for my inspirational message here. And I want to talk to you. I want to give you something to encourage you today. And let me just remind you, don't forget now, you can make a donation to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's ministry, Food Pantry, and not just Food Pantry, but of course our Resource Center for the Red Cross, where we help fire victims, and some other things that we're doing in the community. Like in August the 28th, we will be giving out another 1,300 boxes of food. And there's a few things that we need for that, and of course the following month we get another food giveaway, not as big as that one, but we have to have a truck, they said, for that. And also we will be giving out some gas to help people that is in need during the coronavirus. And I ask you that if you desire to give into Pastor Kenneth Morgan's ministry, it's called Kenneth Morgan's Ministries, which is a nonprofit organization. You can go to PayPal, PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. That's PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. And it'll take you right there to our ministry, Kenneth Morgan's Ministries. You'll see our picture, me and my wife's picture. And give a donation to help us in the community, to help those that are not only in need, but help those during the coronavirus. And if you're looking for a trustworthy organization that will take your funds and do what we're saying, you got a organization right here that believe in helping people. You know, when I think about helping people, I remember when I was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that's where I'm from. And I was a little boy then, and it was a young man named Trevor. And he was a little boy at that time, and he, during the Christmas season, he told his mother, he said, "Mom," he said, "I don't want nothing for Christmas. Can we take all my Christmas money and give it to a shelter to help people?" And Trevor took all of his Christmas gifts. Now, what kid you know going to take his Christmas gifts? Took all of his Christmas gifts and took the money and bought food and cooked it and gave it to those that was on the outside that didn't have nowhere to live in the cold below zero. And that little boy grew up, and I had the privilege of having him at the community college right there in Philadelphia on Spring Garden Street, Philadelphia. And to thank him, because I was inspired by him. And I said to the Lord, if you ever bless me, I will help people. And I believe I love helping people. And I believe not only in helping, but I believe in giving too. Because if you want something you never had, you got to do something. It's an action word. Well, we begin right here in the state of South Carolina, giving out food every week. Hundreds of people came. We got them to fill applications out so we can give to the right people. Every person had to go fill an application right there in our church. And after they finished the application, we screened them. And the ones that we felt that didn't have anything and lost their job, we was there to help them. Of course, the fire victims that came to the church. And it's a blessing to be able to help people. Now my little son, about 11 years old, said to me, I want to help people. And it make me feel good to know that we are raising up kids that believe in helping people. I don't believe in just preaching to people. I don't believe in just, you know, living in a nice house and driving a nice car and the members starving. No, that ain't God's will. God's will for me is to be a blessing to somebody. What you make happen for others, God make happen for you. So if you want to give a donation, today we are talking a little bit about our organization and what we're going to do, and we get ready to go into our inspirational message, and then we're going to play some more music. But you can go to the computer and go to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13, and it'll take you to Kenneth Morgan's Ministries, and you can give whatever you feel that the Lord lay on your heart to help us. I don't care if you gave me a dollar. Thank you for the dollar. Whatever you give, we appreciate what you do. Now let me go into inspirational moment here. You know, sometimes as people, we go through so many things, and somebody said, but ain't one thing, it's another. It's like you're always going through something. Well, the Bible did tell us that we will have trouble. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full. Yeah, there's some things that's going to happen. Sometimes we put our own selves there in trouble. But there come times where it's not even under your control, things happen. And God don't want you to worry. Because worry does not take away tomorrow's trouble. It takes away today's peace. Let me say that one more time. Worrying does not take away tomorrow's sorrow. It only takes away today's peace. God wants you to have peace. And I believe that the peace only comes through Jesus Christ that offers us peace, that says, I give you peace, not as the world gives you. But that peace that passeth all understanding, the peace that ease your pain when you're hurting. God says to us that he don't want you to worry about what you should eat nor for what you should drink, for your heavenly Father knows what you have need of. See, only thing God asks of you is that you would open up your heart and invite God in every situation that you're going through. Because when you invite God in, God enters the scene, and then miracles happen. You know why miracles happen? Because you're doing what the scripture says. And the scripture says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I'm pretty sure that when you're going through problems and situations, you get tired of going through the same stuff over and over again. You get tired of struggling in your finances. Because of the coronavirus, so many people lost their job, lost their business. Business is shut down, and people don't know what's going to happen. Even their jobs that they had to lay them off. What do you do? Just don't know what to do. Today may be the day God will do it suddenly. One thing, one person, one event can change your life suddenly. I believe that somebody's breakthrough is on the way. Get ready for the suddenly. You know why? Is because what the scripture says, God is able to give you more than what you need so that you will always have all that you need at all times. God is a way maker. And not only is he a way maker, but he is our Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees and the one who shall provide. If you're going through financially, today may be the day that God will move for you suddenly. But if you want God to move for you suddenly, you got to trust him without no doubt that he's going to do it for you. When you pray, the Bible says, believe it shall happen and it will be done for you. You got to believe that God can do it for you. I want to encourage somebody that is maybe be going through today. This is God's time of blessing for you. You know, I like the scripture that says in Psalms 34:17, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their trouble. Oh, I just love that. When the righteous cry, whatever your tears is today, God says, I will help you. I will hear you, and I will rescue you all of your troubles. The pain that you feel today is the strength you feel tomorrow. For every challenge you encounter, there is an opportunity for growth. You know, sometimes when we go through some things, we wonder why we have to go through it. Sometimes that in which we go through the pain of suffering, the pain of grief, the pain of losing your job, the pain of a relationship that someone you love that walked out on you, the pain of your kids being locked up in prison and being on drugs and alcohol and going all the ways that you didn't want them to go. Sometimes in all that we go through, God calls those pains that we go through to be great opportunities to grow. To grow in what? Grow in your patience. Grow in helping somebody else's child that is going through the same thing. Sometimes we go through things, and God has purpose for why we go through. Nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants to go through grief and pain. Nobody wants to lose a loved one. But even in everything you go through, I want you to remember these words. God will come through for you. I want to play this song that would encourage you. Listen to the song. I'll be right back.
I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
'Cause she's intentional. And it's never failing. All things are working
for my good.
He's intentional.
Listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Everybody put your hands like this, come on. Clap your hands like this, come on. Everybody put your hands like this, come on. Check this out, 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We come to party, y'all. Put your hands like this, come on. Put your hands like this, come on, y'all. Put your hands like this, come on. DW, hit it right here. Hey.
Place. Oh, I'm glad
in this place. Ooh, I never
knew my heart
would feel again. You see, I was so hurt, never knew the pain.
worshipers. I mean the one that really loves that glorious name of Jesus. He has all power in his hand. And come on, we're going to sing about it right now. Clap your hands with us. Say it like this. There is a name.
There is a name.
It's a glorious name.
A glorious name that I adore.
And you know what it deserves?
It's deserving our praise.
He deserves all of our praise because he's done marvelous things.
Marvelous things.
And I like this. It brings calm. And it helps me to weather every storm. And you give the strength. That's why we tell them
no name
is greater. Come on, say it, y'all. Do y'all believe that? One day they're going to bow. And your power will remain. Thank you, Jesus. He will do what? He'll protect.
Protect
you show your strength.
You show your
You're the all-powerful, all-knowing God.
Power.
Now, the words of heaven and earth, they're all going to pass away. Hey, y'all, but here's the good news. But it's your name, Jesus. It's not going to waver. And it's not going to change.
Even my
Daniel.
Kneel down before him.